We are looking at Surah Az-Zukhruf, which is the 43rd Surah of the Noble Quran. And in verse number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the question to the kuffar and in fact informs them, أَفَنَظْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرِ, that what do you think, that we will turn away from this book because you are people who do not keep within the bounds, that do you think that we will stop sending revelation because you do not believe? In other words, do you hope that because of you not believing that everything will cease? No, that will never be the case. This is a continuous system of Allah that will continue and has continued. The system of inviting, admonishing, advising. And it is for that reason that many were sent before. وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ. We sent many prophets amongst the past people. There were prophets that came before. Previous messengers, prophets, were also ridiculed. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِم مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. They never came to the people any prophet whom they did not ridicule. They were ridiculed. The messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger, was also ridiculed. However, the system of messengership and prophethood was never stopped because our Nabis are not being treated well. Allah never said, my Nabi, I send him to earth. This is how the people treat him. Okay, I won't send any more Nabis after this. No, that is not the case. It will continue. However, those who do reject and ridicule, then they are dealt with severely. فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشَوْ وَمَضَى مَثَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. We then destroy people who are more powerful than them. And there are ample examples of people who destroyed the unbelievers, who were destroyed after the admonition had come to them. They were more influential, more powerful, more mighty than the people of Mecca, yet they were destroyed and they could not save themselves from the punishment of Allah. Now the question to the people of Mecca and all those who reject, on what basis are you showing arrogance? On what basis? وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The example of the past people have passed. The greatness, the power, the absolute authority of Allah that has been mentioned, there is no challenging that. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you had to ask those very people who want to reject the message, that who created the heavens, who created the earth, they will reply, خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ, the mighty, the all-knowing created it. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is mighty, He's created something mighty, He's all-knowing, He's fully aware of what they're saying and how they're going about conducting themselves. Who is Allah? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا. Allah is the one who has made the earth as a bed. In other words, where people live, they can meet each other, they find each other, ways to each other, there's movement, they find paths. So that is mahda, meaning that comfort provided by the earth. It's like a cradle. It apparently looks like being a plain floor that does not negate its being spherical. If you look at the earth, it looks plain, it looks flat, but it's actually spherical, it's roundish. وَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ فِيَا سُبُلًا. Allah has made you find your ways on the earth. You can travel from here. People travel all the way to the United States of America in the dark of the night. The plane departs from one place. It arrives exactly at its destination. It doesn't lose its path, get lost in some uncharted territory. That is part of the unique system of Allah. وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. Allah is that being who sends down water from the skies in due measures. In other words, in a specific measure, which is according to His wisdom and predetermined, that there's only going to be 50 mils that will come down on Cape Town and 500 mils that will come down on Gauteng. That is the decree of Allah. فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتَةً. We then give life to a dead land thereafter. Just as dead land is brought to life and the inhabitants through rain, in like manner, Allah will infuse life into the dead bodies and raise you on the day of Qiyamah. كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. In that way you will be brought forth. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. Allah is the one who created pairs of all things. وَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَلَنَعَمِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And made for you ships and cattle on which you ride. There's pairs of different things in this world, the various species of the creation, it's all. Now, when you look at the two kinds of transport that man utilizes, one is the vehicles which man makes himself, and the second is that which is the which is So part of that, you have the boats and all types of spacecrafts, aeroplanes, and all of that. That is one type. And the other is the type which Allah has created. And that is the animals that we utilize. The cattle Allah has granted is a great blessing. And despite that being many times stronger than man, Almighty Allah has made them so submissive to him that even a child leads them to wherever he wants through a small string. Man-made vehicles, right from bicycles to aeroplanes and the spacecrafts. These are great blessings of Allah because they are thought made by man apparently, but Allah is the one who provided man with the ability, the technique to manufacture them. Almighty Allah is the all-powerful and almighty. You know, he has given man this intellect, and we are able to then mold iron like wax. And all the raw materials that I use are part of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, what was really amazing for me when I had the opportunity many years ago, and you also can do this in South Africa, when I traveled to Thailand, and that was the one time when I had the opportunity of taking a ride on an elephant. That was something really, really unique, to take a ride on an elephant. And I understand now, even on the garden route outside Plett, you can go for elephant rides, I think also in some of the game reserves. But that was my first encounter. And you know, you are scared that you have this huge element, animal, and you such a feeble, such a weak being on the back of it, and the elephant is able to carry several people at one time, and you have someone who steers the elephant and controls it with mere gestures, you know, just indicating, tapping it here, tapping it there, and it completely submits and complies. So that is part of the subjugation that Allah has made possible for man. وَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ, the various things that you mount and ride. But it's not just there. It is for you to remember. لِتَسْتَهُ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِ, so that you mount on their backs. ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ, and then you remember the bounty of your sustainer once you sit firm on them. إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَتَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ, and then you say, pure is that being who subjugated this conveyance for us, and we would not have been able to bring it under our own control. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and it's stated in the hadith. In the hadith it is stated, the preferred way, the mustahab way to mount your conveyance or to start off with your transport, it is stated in the hadith by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that the mustahab way, the preferred way to ride a transport is to say Bismillah with the name of Allah when one is sitting, when one is putting the first foot on the animal or the vehicle. And after one has set himself or herself on the transport, one should say Alhamdulillah, or praise be to Allah. And then one should say the words mentioned in the verse, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. That pure is that being who subjugated this conveyance for us, and we would not have been able to bring it under our control. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, and we will return to our sustainer. After that, there are other du'as that you need to recite, and we'll continue discussing that, inshallah, tomorrow and the subsequent days. What are the du'as that are to be recited when one mounts one's conveyance?